Hey, we're excited about playing this game against Grambling. This should be a great atmosphere. I think it's going to be fun for our players. It's going to be fun for our fans. I think the overall vibe of our football team right now is really good, and I think we've had a really good camp. I think the guys are excited about where we are as a team. You know, we're certainly not ready to play by any stretch of the imagination. We've got 4 days here that we need to have, 4 really solid practices. And I think after these 4 days, then hopefully if we continue to prove at the rate we're improving at right now, we'll be ready to play on Saturday. And that's the goal for any football program, is to get off to a good start, to come out to play hard. We've worked very diligently on preparing ourselves in terms of sideline management and all the different things that happens during a football game. So we get to put it all to the test on Saturday and see how we respond, and it should be a fun atmosphere. And again, our players are very excited about the challenge of playing Grambling. I mean, they've got a proud football tradition. You know, they've won a million games over there through the years, and it's going to be a great opponent for us to play against on Saturday.
Coach, it sounds like that the quarterback race is not quite as tightly sewn up for Enzinger as we thought it was a couple of weeks ago. How's that shaking out this week, you think?
Well, we'll see. You know, I think that's what you do is, when you're coaches, you try to make a decision on the quarterbacks as quickly as possible, and that's what we did. We felt like after a week, Steven had played at a high enough level where we could make that decision if he continued to improve at the rate he was improving at. And like a lot of guys, he hit a little bit of a wall and didn't perform as well as he probably had up to that point, and all of a sudden Ross got hot, and that's happened at many different positions on our football team, not only the quarterback position. So, there's going to be lots of battles that'll be ongoing this week for starting spots, and we'll just kind of see how that plays out.
Is Enzinger going to start Saturday?
I don't know yet. I don't know that we've made a decision on that yet. I think we'll wait and see how those guys play this week and then make a decision.
Is it a 2-quarterback game? Can you play both guys?
We might play 3. We'll just kind of see how it plays out this week. Like I said, we feel good about 3 quarterbacks, and that's the good thing, is we feel like that we have 3 guys that give us an opportunity to win at this point. And so I wouldn't be surprised if all 3 of them didn't see some type of action. I don't think that's going to be something that we want to do the entire season. I think it's a little bit of a unique situation right now, just in terms of, the fact that it's been up and down, that position at times, this camp. But the good thing is, like I said, they're all improving, and we feel good about all 3 of them. So we'll see how it goes. And it's very different, practicing and playing. Some guys get into game situations and really respond at a high level. And so we'll just kind of see how it plays.
So about the progress, I guess, to kind of find a new weapon in Kobe Chamberlain, not just quarterback, but looks like he's pretty natural wide receiver.
Yeah, he is. Kobe has been a guy that he was a little bit behind the other 2 guys at the quarterback position, came to us and asked about playing wide receiver. And he's been really good. He came in, had 3 or 4 really good practices at that position, and just continued to learn. I mean, he's a good athlete. He's very smart. He's a little bit of kind of like I was talking about earlier, he's a little bit of a gamer. I think he is one of those guys, when you watch him in drills, he doesn't look great. And then you get him in a team situation, and all of a sudden he's lights out. And there's a lot of quarterbacks that are that way. I had a chance a couple of years ago to go to watch the St. Louis Cardinals practice, and they had Kurt Warner and Matt Leinart. And, you watch those guys practice, and Matt Leinart looked 5 times better than Kurt Warner until they got to the team setting. And all of a sudden, Kurt Warner had to, move the team down the field. And so I think, there's guys respond differently, and we'll just kind of see how it goes.
Coach Broadley's press conference, he kept raving about your team speed. Do you feel like that would be one of your major advantages?
Well, we'll see. I think it depends on, if we have everybody healthy. We're still nursing a couple of injuries here and there. We've got some guys that can run. We have some explosive type players. Those guys have got to play consistently for us and play at a high level. So, we are going to have pretty good team speed. I think it's going to be a strength of our team, especially at the wide receiver position. We've got a lot of guys that run well. But we're going to need to perform at a high level. That's the thing about speed. I think sometimes it's a little bit overrated in terms of, there's a lot of guys that can run fast, but how well do they operate within the framework of the offense or defense or that type of thing. So we're still getting there with those guys, and hopefully they're improving at the rate they need to be improving at. But if, you know, if we can get them playing at a high level, then we'll end up having some guys that can run.
Coach, you mentioned the receiver position. Obviously, got to ask you, with the situation that occurred last week with you losing a couple of guys, what's the status right now with that receiving core after taking a serious hit with those three guys that's playing?
You know, business as usual, really. I mean, it's just one of those things. When things like that come along, you always end up, guys respond, they get more reps, and you know, and players respond. And that's just like what happens all the time with great football teams, is when somebody gets injured, somebody else steps up. And that's what's happened at that position. We feel real good about that position. That being the strength of our team, I think, hasn't changed one bit. You know, we have some inexperienced guys. I mean, when you look at that group as a whole, you know, not a ton of experience, but a lot of guys that are certainly capable athletically. So it's going to be important for them to play well, get off to a good start, and to continue to improve.
Is there any update on the suspensions? Any chance of any of those guys coming back anytime soon?
Not anytime soon. Not anytime soon. We'll see. There are a couple of guys have moved on to other programs, and so, you know, we'll just kind of see how it plays out.
Who's gone where to?
I can't really say anything right now, just because I don't know that anything's finalized.
How much of the blow was it to you? I mean, knowing that you kind of were relying on some of these guys to really play significant time for you this year, and then all of a sudden these guys not doing what they're supposed to be doing, you had to do what you had to do. But I'm sure it had to be a pretty big blow to you to have these guys.
Yeah, it's a bigger blow personally than it is, you know, from a football standpoint, just because, you know, all these kids, you have a lot invested in them, and they have a lot invested in you know, in our place here. And so, you know, you have to, that's the hardest thing, is just the impact it's going to have on them personally. The football part of it, we're going to be fine. I mean, that's not going to be, that's not going to affect us at all, the football part of it. But, you know, you worry about the kids and their futures and that type of thing. But like anything else, you have to do the right thing, and we think we did the right thing. And so that's what you got to do, is just move on.
Can you take us through what a game week will be like from Sunday through Saturday as far as preparation, what each day's focus is?
Yeah, you know, Monday typically, this is a little different. Obviously, first game of the season, there's not an opponent to break down from the week before and analyze. So for us, it's, you know, we had a walkthrough earlier. You know, we're not in school yet, so that affords us a little bit more time than we normally have to do some things. So we walked through some situations this morning. You know, some substitution type things, and we'll do that most of the week in the morning. Then we'll practice tonight at 7 p.m. You know, we'll do that typically on Monday. It'll be an evening practice, and then Tuesday and Wednesday will be more of the physical practices. That's pretty standard. You know, there'll be more hitting, that type of thing on Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll be in full pads, and we'll only be in uppers today, and then Thursday will be a lighter practice, and then kind of more of the same on Friday, walkthroughs and meetings and that kind of thing. So it's the point of emphasis is always the same. I mean, it's to go out there and improve. Monday's really organizational day. You know, you're showing, you know, game plan things and trying to get comfortable. And then you go out there on Tuesday and you know, you have all these ideals and you implement them and you see how you can respond and whether or not it fits your personnel. And then usually what happens is you get rid of some of the ideas you had on Tuesday and refine it for Wednesday, and then Wednesday and Thursday, you kind of get it all squared away and get on the same page. So that's typically what goes on during the week.
Tony, what's your Friday? Your Friday, y'all spend the night in Shreveport?
Yes, we do. Yeah, we'll take a travel squad over to Shreveport on Friday night, and you know, kind of standard stuff. We'll eat over here, go over there, see a movie, have some meetings, and then you know, get up on Saturday and get ready to play.
Do you have any idea what true freshman you can see playing redshirt, or is that just something you're going to take after game one?
Yeah, you know, I think we'll look at it and see. Kerry Fortson, I think, has a possibility. He's a freshman wide receiver from Longview. Came in here and has done a lot of really good things. I think he has a strong possibility of having a chance to play. You know, I think that's the only true freshman that I can see probably playing right now at this point. But again, there's going to be some changes as we go along.
Anytime a Division I team plays a Division I AA team, there's a perception that the lower class team has nothing to lose. Is that kind of what concerns you in a game like this, a match like this?
Well, not really. I mean, I think, you know, Grambling's a good football team. That's what concerns you more than anything else. It's just the talent they're going to have, and you know, they're well coached. They'll play extremely hard, and they'll be excited to play. And that's what you worry about more than anything else. You know, they've worked extremely hard over there. I'm sure they've been excited about this game for a long time, just as our players have been. And they'll play you know, they'll play hard, and they'll probably pull out all the stops, but we intend to do the same thing. I mean, it's a big game for us. You know, you don't think these are big games, try losing one, you know. Then it becomes a real big game. So what we've got to do is just go out and play. You know, I talked to our players a little bit a couple of days ago about the perceived notion that you know, one AA team or an FBS team or whatever, you know, that they're somehow an underdog. I mean, you go back and you look at Michigan and Appalachian State 3 or 4 years ago, and, you know, Appalachian State goes to Michigan in front of 105,000 people and, you know, beats them. And so I talked to our players about that, and really that game should have been more lopsided than it was. Appalachian State really dominated the game, and Michigan was lucky to be in the ball game and have a chance to win. So, you know, we've got to play well. You know, football is that way. I mean, there are very few college football games anymore where somebody just shows up and rolls a ball out and wins. I mean, it just doesn't happen much anymore. The way offensive football is played now and the way it's coached, you know, everybody's got good skill position players, and you know, everybody can score points. So you better not turn the football over, and you better play smart football or you get beat.
Coach Broadway mentioned that he wishes he had a couple more weeks to prepare for a first game. A lot of coaches feel that way. What do you feel like that Tech could use a little bit more time working on?
You know, I'm ready for us to play. I mean, I think, you know, we're like everybody else. We need to execute better. I mean, that's the biggest thing we have to do on both sides is be able to line up correctly and execute and just work on all the little details, because there's so many things that goes into planning for a football game, and there's so many different moving parts, and all those parts have to be moving at the same pace and at the same speed, and that's what you worry about is just your center snaps the ball late, or your tackle moves, or you have poor exchanges, and you know, and all of a sudden you look up and you've wasted two or three or four possessions, and you end up getting beat when you do that. And so we've got to execute. I mean, that's the thing that any college football team has to do. It's all about execution and you know, giving your playmakers opportunities to make plays, and that's what we have to do.
I'm nervous at all about this being Sonny Dykes' first game as a head coach, and you know, you said it's a big game, and if whatever happens, it's all going to be on you.
Yeah, you know, not really. I mean, I feel good about our players. I really do. I feel good about our players. I feel good about our coaching staff.